The room is bright, but she feels nothing. She keeps her jaw tight and her smile steady while the conversation moves around her. No one notices her breathing shift. They only notice when it stops being pleasant. She tracks every word, every raised eyebrow, every moment where she is expected to soften herself so the space stays calm. The pressure builds in her chest. She swallows it because that is what she has been trained to do. She smiles through dismissal. She smiles through exhaustion. She smiles through the slow tearing inside her. The cost sits behind her ribs and waits. She knows the world sees her face before it sees her struggle. She knows the mask matters more than the truth. She holds it anyway. The moment she loses control will decide what comes next. Chapter 1. The Mask in Public. She enters the meeting with her notes ready. The table is cold. The faces around it look familiar, but none of them are safe. She offers a greeting and forces the corners of her mouth to rise. The gesture lands the way it always does. They take it as agreement. They take it as calm. They take it as proof she can handle anything they push toward her. The discussion starts fast. A man across the table talks over her. Another repeats her point as if he discovered it. She keeps her voice steady. She keeps her mouth curved. The smile becomes a tool. She feels the strain in her cheeks while her pulse picks up. She knows she cannot show irritation. She knows the room will turn if she lets the truth show. She listens while they shift deadlines and raise expectations. Her workload grows. Her input shrinks. She nods through each decision. She is not agreeing, but they read it that way. She feels the sharp edge of resentment under her tongue, but she swallows it. Her smile stays in place because the room demands it. The pressure sits heavy in her stomach. She glances at the clock on the wall. Time feels slow. Her breathing stays shallow. She knows the rule. She must be pleasant. She must be composed. If she is not, she becomes the problem. The smile gives her cover. It shields her from accusations. It shields her from the label that follows women who break form. When the meeting ends, she steps into the hallway. The lights hum above her. A coworker passes and tells her she looks calm under pressure. She nods again. The mask holds. Her shoulders drop only after he walks away. Outside the office, the world widens, but the pressure follows. A bus stop. A grocery line. A crowded sidewalk. She feels it everywhere. Strangers expect warmth. Strangers expect patience. If she moves with urgency, someone will tell her to relax. If she keeps her face neutral, someone will ask why she is upset. If she shows strain, someone will tell her to smile. She carries the weight through each space. The smile becomes a shield she does not remember choosing. It softens her presence, so others feel safe. It keeps conflict glow. It keeps questions away. She feels the hollowness behind it, but she pushes forward. The world is easier for everyone when she hides the truth. She heads home at dusk. Her back aches. Her voice feels thin. The smile has become a habit she cannot drop in public. She feels the tightness in her jaw as she walks. A neighbor waves. She lifts her face and greets them with another practiced expression. The moment passes without tension. That is the point. That is the reason she keeps doing it. Night settles. She shuts the door behind her. The house is quiet. Her face relaxes for the first time in hours. The absence of the smile feels strange. Her cheeks tremble. Her breath unravels. The silence exposes everything she hid during the day. Her thoughts race. The mask did its job, but it drained her. She sits in the dark and lets her face fall back into its natural shape. She thinks about the day. Every moment she had to protect the room. Every moment she had to hold herself still. She remembers how her chest tightened when her voice was dismissed. She remembers how she smiled through it. She wonders how many more days she can keep doing this. She knows tomorrow will look the same, Another meeting. Another hallway. Another bus stop. The mask will rise again. She will hold it in place because the world expects her to be steady. The cost will stay quiet until she is alone. It always does. She turns off the last light. The house stays still. Her face feels heavy. The truth sits in her throat. She lies down with the same thought she carries each night. There will be a day when the mask slips. She does not know what it will reveal. She only knows it is coming. Chapter 2. The weight beneath the smile. Morning brings no relief. She moves through her routine with steady hands, but a dull pressure drags behind every motion. The mask waits. She feels it before she steps outside. It settles over her features the moment she reaches the door. The world reads her face before it reads her words. She knows this. She has lived inside this truth for years. Reports and studies trace the same pattern. Women carry emotional labor in nearly every setting. Caribbean workplaces demand calm under strain. American service jobs reward patience, even when the customer's tone cuts deep. She moves through these findings with recognition. They describe her before knowing her name. They outline the silent assignments that follow her through the day. She sits with a researcher who studies the impact. The conversation stays measured. The expert explains how women learn to manage the feelings of others long before they manage their own. The reward is acceptance. The penalty for slipping is swift. She listens and feels the truth settle across her chest like another layer of weight. The findings are clear. The world responds to women through expectation, not reality. Later, she meets a woman in Kingston who works two jobs. The woman lowers her voice as she speaks. She says she feels tension each time she forces a pleasant tone with customers who dismiss her. She describes the exhaustion that waits in her body when she reaches home. The mask never falls in public. It only drops when she reaches the safety of her own walls. Another woman in Chicago shares her story. She works in an office where the pressure to remain pleasant overshadows her skill. Each day she enters meetings where her ideas disappear under louder voices. She says the smile protects her job. She also says it is slowly wearing her down. Her voice tightens as she speaks. She looks away for a moment. The mask cracks, but she steadies it again. The conversations repeat across regions. Women who swallow frustration to keep a room stable. Women who let their needs fall back so no one labels them difficult. Women who finish the day feeling empty because they spent every hour managing the emotions of others. The stories echo one another without meeting. The weight is shared even when the lives are different. She meets one more woman. This one reaches a breaking point during a shift. A customer raises his voice. She keeps her smile sharp at first, but her breathing changes. Her hands shake. The mask slips for a second. She looks at the floor. The customer demands more. Her manager watches from a distance. She steadies herself and lifts the smile again. The moment passes, but she feels something tear inside her. Later, she sits alone in the break room and stares at the wall. She says the mask felt heavier than her own body. The pattern grows clear. Emotional labor is not a small burden. It is a constant demand. It shifts the way women speak, move, breathe, and exist in public. The smile is not comfort. It is armor. It protects others from discomfort while leaving the wearer exposed. She feels this truth settle over her as she listens to each account. She steps outside after the last interview. The air feels heavy. She lets her shoulders drop. The mask eases for a moment. She knows it will rise again. She carries the stories with her. They sharpen her understanding of her own exhaustion. She thinks about the turning point each woman described. The moment where the mask almost slipped. The moment where truth almost surfaced. She feels her own moment coming. The pressure has grown each day. It sits behind her smile, like a tremor waiting to move. She returns home with her notes. Her head aches. Her chest feels tight. She reads through each story again. She sees her own life in the margins. The emotional cost is no longer quiet. It is loud. It is growing. Chapter 3. When the mask finally falls. The morning starts with a heaviness she cannot push aside. Her body feels slow. Her jaw aches from the days before. She stands in front of the mirror and watches her face settle into the familiar shape. The smile rises on instinct. It feels foreign. She knows it cannot hold much longer. She steps into the day carrying the tension from every story she gathered. Burnout, emotional shutdown, withdrawal from friends and coworkers. She moves through the evidence with a calm she does not feel. The data shows the same arc. Long-term emotional labor drains the mind and reshapes behavior. It forces women to operate in a state of constant restraint. She knows this state well. She sits with an expert in clinical psychology who studies emotional suppression. The expert speaks with precision. When a person spends years managing other people's comfort, the cost builds. It affects sleep. It affects mood regulation. It changes how the body responds to stress. The expert explains that the smile becomes a barrier that traps emotion behind it. She listens and feels a sharp tug in her chest. Later, she meets a community advocate who works with women facing burnout. The advocate says the problem is larger than personal coping. It is structural. Workplaces punish honesty. Families ignore signs of strain. Strangers demand softness. The advocate says the real question is why women must hide pain to be treated with basic respect. She carries this question through the rest of the day. The breaking point arrives without warning. She is in a store. The line is long. The person behind her mutters about her pace. She turns slightly. The old habit pulls on her face. The mask almost rises. Her breath stutters. Her chest tightens. She feels the tremor she has been ignoring. The smile does not come. She stands still. Her face stays neutral. Something inside loosens. The person behind her waits for the gentle expression that usually follows. It does not appear. The quiet feels sharper than a shout. She holds her ground. For the first time, she lets the truth sit on the surface. The moment is small. It is also decisive. She leaves the store with a steady stride. The air feels different against her skin. The tension has not vanished, but it is shifted. She allowed herself one moment of honesty. It did not break her. It did not break the world around her either. She walks home with the weight of the day pressing against her ribs. She thinks about the women she interviewed, each one holding their mask in place because the cost of dropping it felt too high. She thinks about the expert who said suppression becomes a cage. She thinks about the advocate who pushed for structural change. She feels the truth settling in her chest. The burden is not personal failure. It is collective expectation. At home, she sets her keys down and sits in the quiet. Her face relaxes. Her breath deepens. She lets the reality of the moment land. There will be a cost to honesty. People may question her tone. They may misread her calm. They may react to her truth with discomfort. She understands this. She accepts it. She also understands the alternative. The mask offers safety but drains life. It hides pain but steals voice. It protects others while wounding the one who carries it. She has lived under that weight for too long. The night settles. She feels the shift inside her. The mask is still there, but its power has changed. It will not rise as easily. It will not silence her as quickly. She has reached the point where truth matters more than approval.